You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
It is that time of the week that I bring you this week's special guest. I'm so excited to catch up with influencer Shane McCarthy. He's a 23-year-old from Listowel, County Kerry. He's become a well-known voice on TikTok with over 100,000 followers, sharing real down-to-earth content that challenges stereotypes and opens up meaningful conversations around identity, self-expression, and experiences of travellers in modern Ireland. Shane, thank you so much.
Hi, everybody.
That was a bit awkward, Shane. Sorry. I hear this is your bed, and then it goes silent.
But that happens. That's a part of life, anyway. I just go with the flow. Just go with it.
Go with the flow, Shane. I meant what I said on the intro there.
Thank you.
You have honestly opened up some honest conversations. Tell me a little bit about, where did you decide, okay, I'm going to be a content creator and I'm going to influence people?
So the first thing I want to say is thank you for having me here today. I appreciate it. I'm delighted, and I think, what way will I put it? It happened accidentally. I said the same on anything that I spoke on. There was never like a thing where today I'm going to wake up, do content, be a content creator. It's just something that happened a year ago this month, at the start of this month. And it was just something that, like, I think one day I went live, people really enjoyed me. I never done content in my life. And then people found me funny. I got on gram with going live on TikTok, and then people like, would you do content? I said, not a hope, no. Like, obviously there's not a lot of travelers, especially men, doing my type of videos, you know what I mean? So I was kind of nervous, but there were things that I like to do, so I started doing them. It went well, and I just took it each day by day and just kind of learned how to do content. And I do content that I really enjoy as well, because if you don't enjoy the content, like, I make it a part of my life, what I'm doing. Like, I think if you're going out of your way to do certain types of content, you want it to be natural, bringing it along with you. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it happened all naturally, accidentally.
But like, the whole country is after falling in love with you, Shane. And it's because of that. It's because you were doing the real life stuff. You're talking about real life topics. And honestly, everyone has fallen in love with you. A lot of people excited to hear you were coming on the show this morning. A lot of love.
I have Ireland traumatised. They're going to need counselling after me in a way. Traumatized psychiatric vibes. Generally.
Shane, for people who might not know your story yet, can you tell us a little bit about where you're from and how your background shaped you?
So I think growing up as a traveller is very different for everyone, but I'm going to speak on my own experience. So basically, I've always grown up, like I say, like, I socialise with everyone from every background, but I'm a very open person. I have a lot of settled friends that would be non-travellers and stuff like that. But growing up, I've been, like, I'm sure there's some people that maybe only, like, they have maybe stricter rules and stuff like that. But I'm a lot more open. And, like, if you're nice to me, I will be friendly back to you. And I've been like that since I'm very, very young, and actually even more as an adult, because I just often like to keep my friend groups, like different. And you know what I mean? It's interesting. Like, you know, we all come in different shapes and sizes. But growing up as a traveller anyway, because I stared off a bit there a second ago, is, like, there were certain like stereotypes and traditions that I suppose with society or with your community that you should follow. And kind of growing up, I felt I needed to follow them, and I probably did most of the time. But then as I got a bit older, I was like, I'm following even just society in general's standard of what they wanted. And I was miserable. So one day I just woke up and I started with coming out a year ago anyway, in February, I think it was, or March. And that was obviously the start of it. And
that
I was just
massive.
Like,
that's
you're
massive.
Better off to be judged. Like, if you're being judged for doing the right thing, why not? I'm still being judged now, but the difference is I'm happy because I'm living my life the way I want it. We all come in different skin tones, different religions, ethnicities, minorities and cultures. And nobody sits high enough to judge another person. Do you know what I mean? So just be proud from where, like, if I can start at the bottom, like I started at nothing and I built my way up, anybody can do it. And take it from me, you can.
I love that. And look, how hard was that for you to take that path? Like, and that's for anyone in life. Even I went through my own struggles of being authentically myself, mm-hmm. and not caring what others think or judge you and all of the above. How hard was that for you to just choose your own path and be happy in your decision to do that?
I think it was actually one of the hardest things ever, because I suppose it's like you're fighting a losing battle kind of a thing. But I think why we all care to some extent what other people says about us, even though we all say we don't. But I will proudly say that I don't care as much as I used to. But that takes a lot of, that's not a matter of saying, oh, I don't care anymore, or that doesn't bother me. It's so much more than saying it. I think I put a lot of inner work, like in myself, in order not to care. And I think it's so easy to be telling everyone what they're doing wrong, but I think sometimes it's okay to reflect on you as a person and what you're doing wrong, because we all do things wrong, and just work on yourself. And it took a lot of work for me to actually mentally, I'm on about, aside from social media, to actually be confident enough at times, sometimes, just within myself. And I kind of, yeah, I just don't care as much as I did, which, yeah, I'm happy with that.
You've done so much work on yourself, Shane, and it's so important, because without the work, you're at nothing, really.
Mm, definitely.
You did so much work. I watched a video on socials last night of your weight loss journey.
Yeah.
Something I didn't know. I didn't realise. And, like, I love that, because I've went on my own weight loss journey, losing a couple of stone, and that was the beginning for me, I feel, to kind of start working on both the outside and the inside. And it kind of gave me the confidence to be like, okay, well, if I can do this, I can definitely work on the other things. What was that stage of life like when you decided to?
I went through a couple of different stages in a very short space of time, within like maybe 8-9 months. So basically, obviously with trauma, I truly believe that what's on the inside reflects on the outside or whatever. So I went from being bigger in size, you could say, to very underweight, because I was chasing this perfection that do not exist. So if you think perfection exists, I'm not perfect and no one is, and it don't exist. But I went from being insecure, like very overweight, and I suppose trauma and not eating, and then I went down to a very underweight. So I was actually went from worse to know better, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I, like I said, with the last year, especially social media, I don't think I'd actually be at this point without it. Thankfully, I had a good experience with it. Some people doesn't have a good experience with social media. And I kind of was like, I wasn't happy when I was a bigger weight or a smaller weight. But do you know why that was? Because if you're not happy and you don't put the work in. So if there's anyone listening right now, and I mean this, if you only listen to one thing I say from the bottom of my heart, do not. Weight is a very important struggle for me. Do not be bothered about your size. Yes, society is going to tell you, oh, you don't fit into our standards. You don't want to. We don't want to fit into their standards. If you're big, you're small, short or tall, it is what it is. And do not be chasing if you want to be skinny or bigger, because trust me, when you're happy within yourself, I gained a bit more weight back now, 2 stone. Sometimes I'm insecure about it, but you know what? I'm healthy.
Exactly. It's unrealistic to seek out perfection, because there is no such thing. And I love that you said that, because I always tell my daughter that, like, you can lose as much weight as you want, but what's going on up here mentally is the most important thing. It doesn't matter what size you are. Look, you did share such a personal part of your journey in coming out. Can I ask the question that anyone that might be struggling with it right now, what was the lead up to that decision like and then the aftermath of
this
it?
This is my favourite question ever, and I'm going to tell you why it's my favourite question, right? I love being axed, and lately I'm axed a lot more. The lead up to that was just, I was fed up. Anyone listening, whether you're out or not out, trust me, you're going to know what I'm about to say. You're there and you're doing everything that you think is right and you're acting in the right way. You're trying to like not look that way or not act that way or not be that way, and like people are still judging you. But I just got so fed up. I'm like, I'm doing everything that society wants me to do. What more do I have to do? And I was so miserable. I remember the day I actually started telling people or whatever, even though obviously some people would know anyway. I was so angry and I was so fed up with life. I was like, I do not care about anyone anymore. They better leave me alone. I'm not able for this crack. And I just done it. It was not like big or sappy or anything like that. I didn't want anything like that. I'd done like a trend at the time on TikTok, even though I didn't do TikTok at the time because I always used to post photos with a song. So I wouldn't have been doing content until a few months later. And I just shared a little like trend. It was a trend that people of LGBTQ was doing at the time. I'd done it and I started telling people and I was so fed up. I had a high blood pressure and I was like, right, when I came out, I was so like judged so much more, but I was like, it doesn't feel as bad because I'm actually happy. And if you are struggling right now, I promise you, do you know that weight on your chest? I feel as light as a feather. Not in weight wise, but as in my heart and in my mind, I feel light.
So
it's worth it.
Afterwards, you felt like you were living your best, most authentic life. I love that view, Shane. Shane, there's texts coming in here. Shane, you look amazing. Met you last week. You're such a gentleman. Another text in here. We love you, Shane, so much.
I'm going to cry in a minute, girl. Stop.
But that's so cute. Like, I love that for you. Like, I could talk to you all day, Shane, honestly. But if you were to leave with one message today for our listeners going through any of the struggles that you've just listed today, what would it be?
The one thing I would say is, if you can be anything in this world, and it's something I hear all my life, but it's so true and I stand by it. If you can be anything in this world, be yourself, but unapologetically. I can't even pronounce that word.
No, it's okay. I get that wrong too. It's a part of my podcast. I say that too. Unapologetically you. Shane, I love that. I got a little bit of chills there. You are currently living your best life, your most authentic life. And if anyone wanted to follow your journey across any socials, where would they find you?
So on TikTok, you can find me as Shane_McCarty22. On Instagram, as Shane_McCarty21. And yeah, they're the main platforms that I use.
I love it.
Love you all. And thank you for all listening, guys. I appreciate you so much.
Shane, thank you so much again
for
taking the time. Continue with some hit music now. Lots more to come. This one is Cyril. It's Stumbling In. It's 10:21. Good morning.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.